Increase our faith, Lord, as we ask God this weekend to increase our faith by the hearing of scriptures and the knowing of what it looks like to really wrestle with even the questions on our heart that maybe cause our faith to waver, invite us to have greater faith, to believe that, as Jesus says, if we had even the smallest faith, we'd just be able to command here and there, and it would all come about. But it all should come about according to God's will, God's plan. And so there is a message for our church right now and current, and for some of you who have heard the first discipleship homily and knew a second one was coming. Tonight is the second discipleship homily in the series of the two. And so as we reflect on how God is calling us as a parish, Christ the King, to create and nurture joyful disciples, we reflect on how God is calling His entire church to do this, so as not only to increase our faith, but to increase our church. Really to keep our trajectory towards spiritual multiplication. So there's a story about when the Titanic was sailing in this great voyage, knowing that it was this ship that was supposed to be unsinkable, and so many lessons that have been learned from that and the tragic outcome. One of the lessons to be learned is how to heed warnings. So whenever there was a telegram operator on the Titanic, it was very new technology that you could send a wireless message from one place to the next, and it would be received and even out in the middle of the water and everything. The operator of this wireless telegram on the Titanic was named Cyril Evans. Cyril Evans wasn't even hired by the Titanic or kind of that main operation, but an outfitter company that knew all those people were going to love to be able to share their messages back home and receive messages from their family as they're out there enjoying themselves and all that's taking place. But if you can imagine, on this ship of 2,000 plus people, if they all were interested, even if only half or a quarter were interested, how much time and energy that would take to send those messages back and forth, and all that it would take. Imagine all of our emails here going to one email. That would be way too much. And so you just think of how that guy would have been working like crazy. But here's the deal. There are some messages that must be heeded and must be paid attention to, and everything else must stop because it's so important. There was another boat on the water that night called the SS California, and Jack Phillips was the operator of their messages, and then they got into the water where the Titanic was heading. They said, "We must stop. It is too dangerous to be here, and we also must send out warnings." And so in his attempt to help other boats in the water, sent a message, one that was received by the Titanic. But poor Cyril Evans, because he was so frantic about all of the work that he had to do and believing that that was the most important thing to pay attention to, responded to Jack Phillips, "Shut up, shut up, I have to complete this race." Whatever he was talking about, or whatever terminology that referred to, was in the basic sense of everything, he missed an incredibly important message. And for us, we have to understand that God is sending to us, the church, an important message, a warning of sorts. Currently, the statistics in the Catholic Church are that for every person who becomes Catholic, 6 people leave the Catholic Church. That's a warning that says we must do something different. We are entering into dangerous waters. We have to shift. And so the pastoral conversion of the parish community for the evangelizing mission of the church A document put out by the Congregation of Clergy from the Vatican in 2020 says to the whole church, the whole people of God must urgently embrace the Holy Spirit's invitation to begin the process of renewing the face of the church. Which is to say, we have got to do things differently. Which is why I, as the pastor of Christ the King, as a pastor of the priest of the Catholic Church, am so excited that there are churches who are changing and being renewed and are seeing the fruit. No longer spiritual decline, but spiritual multiplication and fruitfulness of people's lives, of an engagement of their own charisms and their love for the church and their assistance of their neighbors so as to be able to increase their faith, just as the apostles have prayed for. Parishes like St. Ben's in Nova Scotia with Father James Mallon, parishes like Our Lady of Good Counsel with Father Ricardo up in Michigan. And what they did was they created a pathway that made it very clear for their parishioners to see this is what it's going to look like in order to become disciples of Jesus and to become even better disciples of Jesus. The ones that become missionary disciples who don't just keep themselves afloat and in the ship, but also who help their brothers and sisters who need a path, who need to be able to go forward. So for those of you who have heard, you're about to hear again the pathway. For those who it's new, know that it's out there in the narthex to be able to see it. The pathway to discipleship, not only for ourselves to go through first, but then to become so well-versed in that we help other people engage their own spiritual life, become alive again if they've been Catholic for a long time, but maybe have become, just tired or whatever it is or disheartened or whatever, or are so busy with all the other messages of the world that they've unfortunately forgot about the most essential message, to stay close to Christ and His church. So it's to be able to go through this pathway of building trust and then to encounter Jesus in a real personal way, to be able to then grow as His disciples, learning as much, becoming so hungry that we soak in everything that we have to be able to learn about the riches of our faith. Then to be able to receive our sacraments fruitfully, not only from the altar and the confessional, but the sacraments of service, of marriage, and holy orders, and all of these that will bring the church to such beautiful life. Then to be able to really engage the mission, to be trained and equipped so we can go out and be part of the saving mission of Jesus. And then finally to be able to be nourished by the wellspring of worship that will help us to be able to have that strength and power and courage that we hear about in the second reading tonight. Not a spirit of cowardice, but a strength of power and love and self-control. And to be able to go and to be able to bring other people into the same pathway so they can become disciples or become better disciples. To be able to take this pathway that is sure to lead us to that same fruitfulness that some of our brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church are seeing because they've said no to a lot of the other distractions that happen at a parish, that happen outside the parish, so they can heed the warning that we have to be renewed as a church. So though it sounds like a striking message and urgent and SOS, and in some ways it is, but not to lose faith, but to have faith that this God who's calling us to this work isn't going to leave us on our own to do it on our own, but also isn't calling us just to sit back and watch what's going to happen, but to be part of it all, to be part of this pathway, and then to be able to jump in, to be able to identify what your next step is. If you're not sure, what do I do? Which of these steps am I ready for? Start with step one, which Christ the King offers these sycamore sessions where you just learn to have basic conversations of faith, not only with your family members, but anybody you would ever meet in your life. It gives you the chance to be able to have basic conversations of faith and be open to listen to whatever they have to say without feeling like you have to correct them, you have to teach them in that moment. Because then you gain that trust and you're able to invite, you're able to know yourself, this Jesus in a personal way. And then to be able to grow as his disciple, and then to be able to receive these sacraments fruitfully, be trained and equipped for the mission, be nourished by the wellspring of worship, and continue to deepen your faith in beautiful ways. So again, if your prayer, your call to action this week is to identify maybe the places where you've already taken some of these steps, and then what's your next one? And then to find out how Christ the King will offer you an opportunity to take that next step. Maybe in December and January. Maybe some of the events we're offering in March. Maybe the ones that are coming up this summer that we haven't even advertised yet. But seeing that these are going to be taking place so we can embrace this call of Christ and the Spirit. And having faith that what God is doing to bring about disciples is so good. And so it's for us to know that we can have faith in God. We can have faith that God is calling us to create and nurture joyful disciples of Christ through the pathway to discipleship.